This is the Ramsey Call of the Day, part of the Ramsey Network.
Let's go to Laura in Portland, Oregon. Hey, Laura, what's going on?
Well, I was fired on Friday.
Sorry.
50s. Yeah. Actually, I'm looking forward to it being the best thing that ever happened to me.
I love it. What happened?
Well, there was a new manager that came in January, and she cleaned house, pretty much. Put everyone that had been there before her, you know, on terrible, mindless, menial tasks, etc. And I was next. My head was on the chopping block on Friday. So I am 57 years old. I have finally grown out my full gray white hair, so I look like Santa Claus. And now I'm up for looking for another job. And my biggest concern is that I had a great professional career all, you know, after college, et cetera. And I had a horrible divorce that I went through. And long story short, my job history had some gaps in it. And this company I worked for 7 years, they're basically my only reference that I can use. And they fired me. So now I'm like, I've got no confidence. My faith is a little bit shaky. And I have outdated skills. So I've got the financial loss, the stress. I was trying to get debt free. And yeah. So any advice would be helpful.
Yeah, that's a lot. So do me a favor. Can you just inhale real deep and hold your breath for a second? Take a big deep breath and just hold it. 3, 2, now let it out. Can we just all say,
that seemed to help.
This sucks. I'm sorry.
It does. Yeah.
It's a lot. My friend Kikoma, we were talking about some research the other day that losing a job can be as devastating psychologically as losing a loved one.
Yeah.
And you put on top of that, you're still wrestling with the divorce. How long ago was that?
That was 2006.
Okay, so that's still fresh in your soul there, though.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
It was 2013. I had a nervous breakdown, basically, and got back into life after that.
There you go.
Yeah.
So this is your first big stress test since the last nervous breakdown of the things you learned about yourself and some tools, right? And here we are.
And good point, yes.
You're driving down the highway and the car's starting to rattle on you a little bit and you remember this. Yes. Your body remembers this. So what were you doing? What was your job?
I was working on a government contract doing scanning of Department of Human Services files, like child abuse cases, adoptions, etc. So I would prep all those files, removing staples, paper clips, etc.
Sure.
Put them into the scanner and then scan them, index it, export it, QC it, etc.
So what is this nonsense about you have outdated skills? You can't call our show and not tell us the truth. You know what you're doing. You can do cool stuff.
Well, I used to, in my previous life, I was a trade show manager for a high-tech company and did trade shows all over the world, basically.
Okay, but hold on. Laura, you've told me two different things, and I want to...
Yes.
Can I call you out a little bit, even though we're in front of a couple dozen...
You're welcome.
...million people?
Yes.
You've told me about your past job, about who you used to be?
Yes.
About your past marriage, who you used to be?
Yes.
And I wanted you to put a period at the end of those sentences because we have to deal with today. And just because you used to run trade shows and then you went to preparing documents for child abuse cases and adoptions, there is no difference in importance. You may have made more money than one and one may have been flashier, but both jobs are necessary. And the next job you get is going to be necessary. And just because some guy walked out on you and said something else is better than Laura, who's my new friend, by the way, is reflective of his actions, not yours. And one of the demons one of the hallmarks of depression is we keep trying to pull the past back into the present with us. And we want to say, this is the way it's always been. This is the way it's always going to be. I'm going to do something else. I'm going to get involved in another job, another relationship, and then that's going to leave me too. And I want to shift that narrative and say, man, we got a new manager. Phooey. Next. Right?
Yes.
I'm freaking Laura with long, awesome gray hair. And I'm 57. I can do anything I want to. So here's the question. Not how do I get back to what was, because that's gone. The question is, what do I do next? So what do you do next? What do you want to do, Laura? You're 57. You're almost halfway. I can see you living to be 115, so you're about halfway. What do you want to do?
Well, ideally, I would like to find a job that pays my bills well enough that I can foster a puppy for a local organization that gifts service dogs to our veterans with PTSD.
I think you can make
so
that
I
happen.
So I just need to support myself.
So you just want to afford a puppy?
Yeah, I want to foster a puppy for a veteran.
But what do you want to do with, like, your work, like your life?
I would like to get back into high tech or work in a marketing department, probably not as the lead marketing person that goes out to see customers, but more behind the scenes with the marketing support. Preferably for a high tech company or a like a chemical engineering company.
So, do you know anybody who works in high tech or in chem that you could go sit down and have coffee with?
I do know a couple people in high tech.
Good. Then today and tomorrow, you are promising us. Say, I promise that you're going to reach out to those people directly and say, "Hey, can we do coffee?" And then you're going to say, management restructured, and here I am, and I want in y'all's building. How do I get in? And I will make copies. I can prepare documents. Or I can run the whole show like I've done. I can do it all. I don't know a lot about high tech. I'm 57. I've got gray hair. They can just get over it because I'm coming full Laura.
Exactly.
Okay. So here's what I want you to do. Two things, two important things. Number one, I want you to, every time the past comes up, I want you to take a deep breath and exhale and say, thank God it's today. And you may do that 1,000 times in your first day and 1,000 times in the second day, third day, fourth day. We're going to turn your dial not from the past, but to today. And we're going to begin looking forward. The second thing is George asked a great question. What do you want to do? You want to go work for a high-tech company? That's fantastic. I'm going to reach out and start making some of those connections, like our friend, the proximity principle. I got to get in the door, and I know some people in those areas. Real quick, because we're up against the clock. You got enough money to pay bills for a couple of weeks? For a couple of months? Where are you?
About a month and a half.
Okay. You may need Laura to run down and get a job at a coffee shop to pay bills. And there's no shame in that game. You may need to run down to a local whatever, and they are hiring like crazy, and find a job that's going to pay you bills while you bridge the gap between where you are now and where you're going to end up. And you can get yourself that puppy. Stay on the line. We're going to give you a copy of our friend Ken Coleman's brand new book, From Paycheck to Purpose, Walking into the 7 Steps to Get the Career You Love. And by the way, it doesn't matter if you're 27 or 57. It's not too late. It's not too late. And, hey, we'll go ahead and get you a copy of his assessment so you can walk through and say, once I get into this big tech, big chem, what do I actually want to do? That'd be fantastic, right? Man, George.
That's big time. She's spirited.
Laura's a stud. She's going to make it happen.
Yes.
Make it happen. So that's we'll 1 hour. Oh, what did you say?
I just want to make sure we get her that foster puppy, John.
We'll get that foster puppy, just not a French bulldog.
Thanks for tuning in to the Ramsey Call of the Day. To check out all of our podcasts, just search Ramsey Network on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.